today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, it looks like somebody wrote something on your wall.
Oh yeah. What is that?
Let's see. It says, Jim smells like teen spirit.
Hmm. You know, that's not a bad song title. All right, Patrick, we are here in the basement.
Yeah, we are.
At my house.
Working hard.
And where's Dan? Where's Dan Gursky?
I don't know where he is. No, I haven't seen him in a while. I know he was on vacation, though. I saw somewhere that he was way out on the West Coast somewhere.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah, so him and Jane are out there hanging out.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
So that's good.
I miss him. I haven't seen him in a long time.
It's been a while. And speaking of a long time, I want to give some updates. My basement record room is finally starting to be cleared out of MJ's stuff.
Okay.
MJ went to Madison, Wisconsin for grad school. Drums, clothes, boxes, everything you can imagine are down there.
So, you mentioned in your story of your record collection.
Yeah.
That you used to have the record collection. In your current house, did you have it upstairs at one point?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the floor started
to
buckle.
The floor began to sag.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you, or more likely your wife, said, get these records down to the basement where
right.
that won't cause a problem.
Yeah,
right?
Let's get them on the cement floor down there.
Mm-hmm. So I just had a much smaller little incident just today, actually, where, because I keep all my records in our family room on the main level of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And just today, my wife, Katie, was saying, what's going on over there? What is happening? What's going on?
It's growing.
And I said, I'm working on it. I'm organizing right. it. I'm going to clean it up. I promise you.
Yeah.
But I think the...
there may not be enough room for you to organize.
Well, I'm worried that
right
now the amount of time that the records can stay in that room is shrinking. Right. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
So I can see a couple shelves over here.
I don't think so. No, I don't. I still don't know if it's going to move down here. Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Upstairs in the house,
mm-hmm.
When you come into the house, mm-hmm. you'll notice if you were to immediately turn to the left, mm-hmm. there's a living room.
Yes, there is.
That's
where the player piano is.
Yes.
Right.
No one ever goes in that room.
Right.
That room is completely unused.
Right. But it's nice and it's very organized.
It's appointed. It's nice, mm-hmm. you know.
What if the police come and they need to sit down and interview somebody? You go in there.
That's where you would go. that's pretty much the only use for that room. So I'm thinking of making that my music room.
Oh, that'd be sweet, man.
But here's the thing I'm going to need your help with.
Okay.
Is the acoustics.
Got it.
Because it's kind of echoey in there right mm-hmm. now. So we need to dampen it a little bit before we put the stereo in.
That's right. You need
to
do that.
We need to get some soft, mm-hmm. you know, surfaces and rugs and things.
Yeah.
Tapestries.
I was about to say.
Yes.
I would burn incense in there for about 72 hours ahead of time with some tapestries.
Okay.
So the tapestries can soak up the incense.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I would, you know, probably melt a copy of Led Zeppelin 2 over candles just to sort of break the room in.
Yeah.
You get that vinyl smell. And then I would go ahead and just get milk crates.
So
and stick your albums in there.
I think that's going to become the music
that'd be
room.
Great.
That front room right
all
there.
Right, cool.
I don't want to move everything down here because I like the idea of being able to play records, like, you know, if I'm in the kitchen or whatever.
That's
like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to always go down
stairs
to my little space
that's
to listen
a problem.
To records.
That's
right?
always been a problem with my room. Yeah. That if you want to, and we never like, you know, got the, of course, the dream would be you'd have the whole house wired up and you could just put on a record anywhere. But you're exactly right. It should be more of a social space. So I love that.
Second stereo is the other way to go.
There is that, right?
Yeah.
You can do that.
I could start working on that too. But anyway.
So you could spread it out. Yeah, it'd be good. Now, in the new music room upstairs, would there be a window that would open to the outside so I could just kind
of
come in?
Yeah. You could come.
You'd hear like a rock hit the window and then he could open it for me.
I thought you were going to say I should open it so all the neighbors can hear.
That's right. You can do that also.
You know, they can hear the Led Zeppelin. All right. So I think that's going to happen.
Yeah,
but anyway, did we introduce ourselves?
I can't remember. Right.
If we haven't, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You listen to Rock in the Suburbs. Mm-hmm. And
we'll invite Gursky over next
Gursky,
time.
Gursky. That's where I started with
that's
this.
That's where it was.
So a while back, I took a leave.
That's right.
I took a leave.
Leave of absence.
Here on Rock in the Suburbs, we acquire a certain number of vacation days.
That's right.
It's on like
use it or lose it.
Yeah, that's right. And so I had to use mine. And so I took some time off, and Dan Gursky sat in for me.
Oh, that was great.
and he pretty much like came up with all the topics, right?
He did all the work. I just came over with the microphones and drank some of his beer.
And one of the topics was covers of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
And how did that happen? Why did was that a topic?
I think Dan and Jane were traveling somewhere and one came on the radio the satellite radio and they were like, wow, this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
And Dan, you know, he's like you, he's an editor, writer. So he said sort of like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll organize 5 more of these. So it was really cool.
There you go. And you guys played a number of covers and they were great.
Yeah,
and
they were all really
sort of
fun.
Different and interesting take on the song. And then, of course, what happens? People suggest more.
Struck a chord.
There's more out there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with a Facebook comment from Kurt Gallagher. They're not much in the way of comments. They're basically just like songs to listen to.
Right.
So we're gonna start here with a band called Moog Cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine where this is going. What do you think the neighbors would think if I opened up the windows and started playing that, right?
Fantastic. Yeah. That's right.
How long before I have that police interview happening?
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's right. You like that?
Yeah, that
so,
was great.
So Moog Cookbook apparently just does this stuff.
Right.
Like synthesizer cover, instrumental covers of popular songs.
It's a wonderful instrument.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say my only complaint here, and it's probably just stupid in this context, is that to play the synthesizer sort of like that, sort of wooden, with that sort of wooden feel, only sort of accentuates the idea that the synthesizer is not a real
right. And that's a really good observation.
Right.
Like that it's electronic and soulless.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
I know what you mean.
Think it can be played with feeling, but this is not that.
It's not an example of this. No. Yes. But nevertheless, documented for history, it's important.
Okay. That's right. That's right. And when we, you know, when we encounter the aliens, this
we'll
is what they're probably going
to
respond to,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Cobain. We have him.
Yeah. Okay. So in that similar vein, let's just get this out there.
Let's do it.
This is a Facebook comment from BJ Bonin, St. Paul, Minnesota. And all he just has two words and he says, Weird Al.
How do the words to it go?
First of all, I will let me just start by saying this. I think Weird Al actually is very talented. I think the stuff he does with these songs. I was a record store shopping not too long ago, sort of crate digging, looking for some 45s. And you know what I bought is Another One Rides the Bus on a 45.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean,
yeah.
He's been doing that since the early 80s, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
And his stuff is actually pretty witty and pretty enjoyable. And, you know, for all the people who make parody songs, he is the king of that.
Right.
However, I wouldn't call this a cover. Like, I don't think a parody is not a cover, mm-hmm. right?
No, it's not a cover. And I think there's a certain point where a band gets covered by Weird Al when you sort of pass into another dimension, right?
Yes. You've arrived at that point, right?
It's been coronated, right, at some point. So good for Weird Al.
They say the highest form of flattery is...
Right.
Is
imitation.
Imitation,
yeah.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so we have one more.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to do here, and we'll do this as the playout.
Sure. So,
okay, but before we do, let's just wrap this up and say we would love to hear your correspondence.
Yeah, do it.
You should call, leave a message.
Call us up.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
We'd like to have more of those. 612-440-1984. If you'd rather, you can email rock@suburbspod.com, mm-hmm. or you can... as these people did, you can comment on our Facebook or our Twitter or our Instagram.
Yeah, that'd be chill. We haven't gotten any scrolls yet, so that's the
little variable. We're waiting on that.
A proclamation. Mm-hmm. Or a pamphlet.
All those are at Suburbs Pod.
Yep.
And listen how often?
Every day, pretty much. And that'd be my advice.
And rate and review on Apple Podcasts. We need that.
Suburbs Pod a day keeps...
the apple away? No.
Weird Al away.
Yes. Okay, so where are we here? Facebook comment from Kjell Arne Sandvik from Norway, and I like this one a lot.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Pansy Division did a queer version of Smells Like Teen Spirit with Kurt's permission.
Yep, Lookout Records, I believe.
All right, so let's hear the Pansy Division Smells Like Teen Spirit, and tomorrow we got one more fan mail episode, right? And tomorrow's going to be just a mix of a bunch of stuff.
It's going to be kind of cleaning up.
Like we used to do Friday fan mail or whatever, right? And now we spread
fan
it
mail
out.
Friday.
Yeah. So now just, you know, a whole bunch of just craziness.
Yeah.
It's going to be like you play the DJ. So here we go. Pansy Division Smells Like Teen Spirit. Rocking the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. I know what I was going to say.
Okay.
I forgot. Did you know that if you cover a song,
mm-hmm.
just a straight cover, you don't have to get the artist's permission. You just, you know, you end up paying them royalties.
Right.
But you can just do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But if you change any of the lyrics, you have to get their permission.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
So that would apply to why Pansy Division had to get Kurt Cobain's permission, and so did Weird Al.
Oh, Weird Al has to get permission. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah. I just thought that was interesting.